AJ, Bridge and Spiner.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spiner podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with the spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favourite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese. And just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape, and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha, and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiner's podcast.
And these guys are back.
Why is it that we're all so fascinated by stories that are true?
What?
This August, True Story is back with all new storytellers to prove once again that truth is funnier than fiction.
Is it getting better?
Yeah.
It does.
True Story with Hamish and Andy.
Hamish and Andy coming up in about 5-10 minutes' time. And they're going to talk about a true story that happened to them while they were here on the Gold Coast.
It's a great concept.
It is.
Awesome stories, and they're acted out by some really cool Aussie actors. You've got one,
I'd like them to react once. I come up here on a footy trip.
Because
so you're going to try and Trump.
Yeah, I'm trying to Trump.
Okay.
Hamish and Andy, I'm going to try and Donald them. We come up here on a footy trip like you normally do. The Gold Coast was a great place to come. And Shooters was up and running. Shooters was at its prime.
You would have been peacocking through Shooters. VIP area, I'll give you some free drinks.
Oh, no, walk in, they give you a fish bowl of bourbon. You're going all right.
The fish bowl.
Myself and Dirty Zilla and Banger Harvey.
Responsibly.
Of course, responsibly. Wow. On the fifth one. But anyway, this one night I decided that we'll see how many, the sparkles. You know, you like the sparkles?
Sparklers.
Yes.
And I see how many. I had 40 of them and I lit them all up at once.
It got like the Olympic torch.
And it got that big and it got that hot that I had to drop them all.
Of course you did. And then, into Zambuca.
And there's this fire in the middle of Shooters that we couldn't put out because they're hard to put out, these sparklers.
Yes.
So at midnight, we nearly burnt down Shooters.
Were you more worried about Shooters or your dreadlocks?
Oh, I was petrified about the dreadies because...
You would have had it up on the bun or something, wouldn't you?
It was a claim to fame. The dreadies couldn't miss.
Hamish and Andy with AJ, Bridge and Spider.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
And these guys are back.
Why is it that we're all so fascinated by stories that are true?
What?
This August, True Story is back with all new storytellers to prove once again that truth is funnier than fiction.
Is it getting better?
Yeah.
It does.
True Story with Hamish and Andy.
And Hamish and Andy join AJ, Bridge and Spider on Gold 92.5. Morning, guys.
Top of the morning, guys. Can't believe we're spiderless. I guess the exterminators came through. They dropped us an insect bomb and spiders out.
Yeah, I've been talking myself up about a Gold Coast story. Now, you've had a lot of applicants for the true story, haven't you? Like, you've had to go through them and through them. How do you pick which is the better one?
Oh, like, there are 8,000. That's why we thought you'd been kicked out of the studio, because we thought the police had come and got you for your Shooter story.
Well, you don't know, do you?
We luckily don't have to pick the stories. We've got a research team, because when we hear them on the show, we hear them for the first time. So to try and protect that moment, and I know this gets us out of 3 months of work, but we don't have to do any of the research. We have our mates and our research team who are there listening to these stories and getting the people in the chair, so that when we do that bit where we sit down and the other people are across from us, we've only kind of met them 2 or 3 minutes ago, and we get to kind of hear it for the first time. So we're able to get the full effect of hearing a cracking story like burning down shooters because we're a bit clumsy with that.
You'd be right. Yeah, you've heard that one. Now, I'm calling you guys like Brangelina. I'm just going to brand you as Handy. So, Handy.
Oh, Handy's good.
Handy, yep.
We love Handy.
We do. I want to know, do you now, because of this, get everyone you meet, go, oh, Irish, Andy, oh, I got a story. Oh,
have
oh, you,
I got a
you that you've got a story. Oh, I got a story, I got a story. You must get that all the time now, right?
Yeah, for the benefit for us is that because the whole format of the show requires us to hear it for the very first time on camera, we get to go, I would love to hear it, mate, but unfortunately I can't because, you know, then it comes.
Send it in. Okay. I mean, geez, your mate Bingle sounds like a hilarious guy, but we just keep it safe. Yeah. Send it in.
Well, what about you guys? You got a true story here on the Gold Coast. That's where we are. Yeah. We've all got a story about the Gold Coast. I think everybody in the world's been to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to swap roles. We've just met you. We're sitting in your chair. You're in the hot seat. Come on, guys. Tell us your Gold Coast story.
Yeah.
Well, that was Hamish and I have had a few. One just brings to mind, Ham, that's become relevant in the last week that I'm going to throw at you. See, so we're on the Gold Coast for the Commercial Radio Awards.
Oh, yep.
Yes.
The guest speaker is Imran Khan.
This would have been about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yes. Pakistani fast bowler Imran Khan.
Now Prime Minister. Was he President or Prime Minister?
I think President. He's about to become the President of Pakistan. Yeah. So it's strange to us, but we've gone out and had an absolute belter, gone out to a nightclub. We thought we'd go back and have a little bit of a gamble, and we get back to the blackjack table, and there's Imran Khan playing blackjack. And so we had an opportunity to sit down and play blackjack with Imran Khan.
Talk about world politics, suggesting that he should run for head office.
Yep.
He said, look, I don't know, guys, do you think I've got the support in the east of the country? We said, look, we'll make a few phone calls. Yep. Lo and behold, we got him there.
You're claiming it.
I definitely remember having that conversation.
Exactly.
And I think we planted the seed. He's certainly obviously done a lot himself.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a team effort. It is a team effort.
Well, when he gets to president, if he doesn't thank us,
I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I forgot about that story. That's a good one for Mando.
Yeah. Well,
unfortunately, I can top it.
Really? Because I was going to ask you, Imran Khan, when you're playing blackjack, being Pakistani cricketer, was he able to count cards?
No, but when he put his cards down, he got some reverse swing.
I mean, getting to meet a future world leader and being able to get him elected, big story. I think I can beat it.
Okay.
My grandma used to own an apartment on the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. I was allowed to go and stay there when I was 19. Now, I didn't have a lot of money, but she had a Sheraton card, which allowed us to go and eat half price at the buffet, me and my friend Ryan.
Yep.
The buffet was open. I'd only just recently tasted my first prawn. Couldn't believe it. Unfortunately, developed a bit of an addiction for prawns. But being a broke 19-year-old, that's an expensive taste to have. So getting to go to the Sheraton buffet, we were there at 11:59, ready for it to open. I ate 50 prawns. That's all I ate. I didn't eat bread. Don't waste your time on salads and veggies. Don't fill up on anything unnecessary. I ate 50 prawns. Later that day, when we were playing tennis at the apartment, I burped up a full prawn.
Oh, yuck.
Inhaled it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't believe that. Full prawn. We got a photo of it. And this is back in the days we were film cameras too, so that we dug deep to get a... So the Imran Khan story is good. But I've never heard of anyone burping up a full prawn.
I like that. You know what? I can see the reenactment with that on your show too. That is a beauty. Hamish and Andy, we're looking forward to True Stories. Well done.
True Story Season 2, back August 7. Hamish and Andy, great to have you on the show.
Hey.
Thanks, guys.
I wish the stories are better than the prawn story.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.